what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Monday edition of the Coach's Corner, right here on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. It's a very big weekend for wrestling. Coming up this Friday and Saturday, it is the divisional tournament for all classifications as we gear up for the 3A state championships next weekend. And the Emory Spartans recently wrapping up the regular season. They traveled on the road to Duchesne this past Thursday. Joining us right now to talk a bit about that and more, we have head coach Kurt Christiansen of the wrestling team. Coach, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be here.
Coach, we're really getting down to it. I mean, we have just a couple of more weekends left in the wrestling season. You guys wrapped up the regular season this past Thursday with a road trip to Duchesne. Before we talk about the divisional meet, I want to talk about that. Very successful outing for the boys.
Yeah, we had a good time. We wrestled really tough. We won a few more matches than we did last time we wrestled them, and we were able to come up with the win.
What's the biggest difference, Coach, between this go-around and the first time?
Well, I think that we had a few guys down a weight, that they moved a couple guys down as well, so we had the same matchups. I think we just polished a few things and wrestled a little better, and one break that went our way is we got a win at 195, so that helped. Thanks for Cole for taking the spot there, and boys wrestled good, doing good.
You mentioned someone taking a spot at a specific weight class, Coach. It seems like this is the ultimate team in that regard. You've had a lot of kids wrestle out of weight in different classes throughout the entire year.
Yeah, you know what? We've got Zion Gibson stepping up, and, you know, he should be at 60-pounder. He's walking around at 65, and he jumps up and fills that 82 spot for us, which and he gets a lot of wins there instead of forfeits. You know, we're really excited about that. And, you know, we've got Braden Howard, who should probably be at 95, and he and Cole have had some battles at wrestle-offs, but, you know, he steps up and wrestles 220 for us and fills the spot there. You know, Braden Parker's been out sick last little while, so we're glad to have guys that are willing to jump a weight class and fill a hole for us, you know.
Yeah, when you look at the grand scheme of the way the team is right now, Coach, and I guess this kind of ties into divisionals, but following the meet against Duchesne, how happy are you with where the boys are at right now?
Oh, I'm tickled. I couldn't be more pleased. You know, we talked about it before. I'm too deep in multiple weight classes, and it's just been fun to have this much depth and have this much skill level. And we've talked about their work ethic before. We're working really hard and trying our tails off in practice, and I think they're polishing, and we're going to go turn some heads. You know, we're going to battle Delta for that number two spot. I think it's realistic for us as a team. And hopefully we'll get 5-6 guys in the finals. If things go our way and they wrestle like they can, it's a definite possibility. So it'll be fun.
Obviously, coming out of the Duchesne meet, you hope everyone is just healthy, right? I mean, that's the main concern coming out of that meet, knowing that it is the final, you know, regular season meet before we go into divisionals, Coach. But from a coaching perspective, what else do you try to accomplish in that final meet?
Well, you know what? We just want to polish those skills, and it was a meet against a 2A team, so it really didn't matter to us. We just wanted to go be competitive, and that's kind of been our motto all year. Just get in a scrapping match for every set of points and try to win every set of points. And if we don't win that set, we'll go on and win the next set and win those situations. And we start winning situations, and matches take care of themselves, and meets take care of themselves, and tournaments take care of themselves. So if they'll just concentrate on the set of points before them and not worry about what happened in the past or try to wrestle two matches ahead of themselves, they're going to do just fine.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Kurt Christiansen of the Emory High School Wrestling Squad. Coach, let's talk about divisionals. It is coming up this weekend. You guys will travel to the Sevier Valley Center in Richfield. Let's talk about what this team has to accomplish and kind of the process of getting qualified for state.
Well, you know, in order to qualify for the state tournament, we've got to come out of there eighth or better. They're going to fill a 16-man bracket, eight from each division. So, of course, we want to be top eight. As far as the team goes, at 106, I should have two there that qualify for the state. And I'm fully expecting to have number one and number two in our division coming out of our team with Byron and Jeff right there. They're amazing. We've got Juab there, and Jeff has struggled a little bit with the kid from Juab, lost twice to him, but by 1 point each. And I think if Jeff wrestles like he did in Duchesne, boy, we'll have no trouble getting Jeff on top of the podium with Byron right there in the divisionals. At 113, I've got Jaron. You know, yeah, statistically, he should come out of there number two. We're hoping for a number one seed coming out of the divisionals there. We also got Jacob Yule right there, who gives Jaron all he wants and then some in wrestle off. So we should very well have two there at 113. At 120, we have the same situation with Corby and Dwayne. So we're looking for those two in the final. If not, we should, you know, statistically right now, Corby's two in our division. He struggled a little bit with the Warner kid from Juab. So we're really looking forward to a rematch in the finals there with Tanning Warner. And hopefully Corby will come out on top there. At 126, we've got Tyler and Drake coming in there. Drake's got a real shot at being in the finals in divisionals. Tyler's going to have to work his tail off and battle hard to make the state tournament. But we're really looking forward to seeing if we can get him on the podium and getting him to the state finals. At 132, we've got Dovey, and Tyrell Guyman's made it down that weight now. So we're looking for those two. Yep, we're looking for those two to get into the final and see what we can do there. Chase at 138, realistically, he's a 2-3 seed coming out of divisional, so he should come in the state meet set really good to place at state as well. Our JV there will be Bane Funk, and man, if he turned it on lately. His skill level is jumping and jumping and jumping, and, you know, he's really fit and athletic, so we're hoping that he can get himself into the state tournament and get a state placing there too. So, I mean, so far you can tell I'm really excited about this team. We're two deep clear to there. At 45, I've got two more. I've got Aiden Mortensen as my JV and Briar Macarello right there. And these JV guys that are going to go in there and win a lot of matches are really going to help us edge out our competition in tournament play. You know, the team scores are going to start looking really good for us when we you know, take out their varsity wrestlers with our JV guys. So it's looking really good there. At 52, I've got McKay Macarello, and then at 60, I've got Gus. And both of those are realistically number one coming out of divisionals. And Hayes Dalton, it's going to be a tough row for him. He's got two real toughies. You know, statistically, he's probably number three, but don't look past him. He could really take it to Grantsville or to Union and make his way into the final there. So we're stoked to 170. You know, Zion's going to step up and try the 182 class at divisionals, see if he can get his way in. You know, he's like a 4-5 seed. At 182, you know, and he's done really well there. So look out for him. And then at 195, we've got Cove. And I believe Braden will be down to 195. So those two will both battle hard, and I think you'll see them both make the state tournament. And then at 220, Parker Beglin. Now, he's a freshman at that weight, but we still are expecting him to win a couple and get his way into the state tournament. And at 285, we've got another freshman with James there, and we're hoping that he can get a couple wins and get in the state tournament as well. So that kind of wraps it up for us as far as the team goes going into divisionals.
Coach, as you go into the final, I guess we could say final couple of days of practice before you guys head off to divisionals, what do you do as a coach? Because at this point, it's you kind of know it or you don't, right? I mean, and health has got to be something that you're concerned with at this stage.
Yeah, you know what? We're today, tomorrow, probably real, real tough practices. You know, work on just getting that little bit extra fit and a lot of live wrestling. And the following 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll work on a lot of technique. We'll get tired a little bit first practice and then, you know, maintain our fitness level. But we'll kind of give them back off a little bit and give them a little physical rest so they're 100% ready to go into the tournament. And then we'll kind of go from there.
Do you see urgency pick up around this time, Coach? This is kind of what the kids have been working for all year. This is what you've been building for. When you get to this stage, do you see the intensity pick up?
Well, that's what we're trying to do, is get their intensity level up. You know, there's a few of them we've talked about before that are kind of, it's tough when you're a kid. You spend all that time and you start, it weighs on your mind and it starts to get you down, you know. You think you got looking forward to what's next instead of what's in front of you. So, you know, as a coaching staff, we're really trying to get that intensity level out of them and keep them sharp and have a little fun, you know.
Yes, that's the million-dollar question in high school athletics. How do you get it out of them, right?
Yeah. When you find the answer, I mean.
Coach, it's always a pleasure to get you on and get an update on how the team is going. Congratulations on completing a very successful regular season. Best of luck this weekend at Divisionals, and I'm sure we'll talk again before state. I appreciate it, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
Coach Kurt Christiansen again of the Emory Spartan Wrestling Squad. We've got a break for just a moment. More Drive Time Sports coming up. When we return, we'll talk more NBA basketball again. The big news this morning, Anthony Davis and his agent Rich Paul officially requesting a trade from the New Orleans Pelicans. Where's he going? We'll talk about that when we return.